Another recording to my solicitor is 14:27 at 7:10, 2025. There's loads of issues. I'm not having a solicitor, no contact with them. They've not contacted none of my witnesses to attend court. I've just been continuously being dismissed and treated unfairly. I'm being promised to be contacted back, sent disclosure via.
Thanks for calling Tucker's Solicitors. We're just putting you through to our call handler. Our services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. You'll find a full list of our services and office addresses on the website at www.tuckersolicitors.com. This includes direct numbers for many of our staff under the Our Team section. Please hold, we'll be right with you.
Good afternoon, Tucker Solicitor John.
Hello, how are you doing, John? My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I believe I'm a client of your team. And I've been trying to get in contact with Nicole Window, I believe she's the case manager, legal parallel for my case. And I was told she was going to contact me back as a matter of urgency due to my trial being in 6 days. And she seems to have not been able to take or contact my witnesses and take Section 9 statements. And she hasn't handed me over disclosure that she said she would. And I wanted to talk to her about more about case preparation and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. I'm just checking the diary to see if she's available.
Thank you, I'll appreciate it, madam.
Let me try her number. You have been put on hold.
Hello, is this Nicole?
Yep, speaking.
How are you doing? It's Mr. Cordell, Simon. We spoke the other day.
Yep, I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright. I'm a bit concerned about things that's going on, obviously, as the days are coming along. I was trying to get hold of you because you said you was going to contact me back with that disclosure about the body wearing footage that you managed to view, and I never managed to receive that off yourself. Also, in regards to you're right, we were talking about the case and the way that you were viewing the case. I understood what you were saying to me, but then I worked out a few other things on the way that I wanted to explain. I was having a problem trying to explain it to you in the day, and I've sent you an email explaining that. I just wanted your legal advice in it and whether I was actually right, because I understood all the police officers' statements clearly state out of all of them that there was only harassment that I was arrested for, And obviously, for threats to cause criminal damage is 1971, and it demands that you have an arrest, and it clearly states I wasn't arrested for it. I've sent copies over this, and I just don't want to pay or upset you or anything. I just wanted to make sure that I'm getting the right legal shit that I need and the rest of it, and help, legal advice I need.
Yeah.
And help.
So, I think when we were on the team, I did explain to you that you didn't have to be arrested for threat to cause criminal damage. You're arrested for harassment. It's all the same circumstances. So they can then decide to charge you with threat to cause criminal damage because they believe that they had enough evidence to charge you with that.
Madam?
They may have just not believed that they had enough to charge you with the harassment.
Madam?
Hold on. The circumstances were the same circumstances.
No, they weren't, madam.
It was related to the same thing.
No, they wasn't, madam. It's very clear. I don't want to take your
ticket. Your solicitor wrote your prepared statement, right? And in that prepared statement, you said that you did not make any threats to blow up her car, right?
No, madam, this is what happened here.
I needed
an appropriate adult, and the first person to actually mention section 4A in all of the paperwork was your solicitor. He wrote it down by mistake. If you actually look at the charge sheets was never signed for that, and you can see that it was PB under CCJ code. They actually had harassment, and they've modified the harassment charge and now added an extra charge. Both of these charges...
It's not about adding an extra charge. If you're arrested for a particular set of circumstances and they decide to charge you with something else that is in relation to the same circumstances, they can do that. That is not
illegal. I'm listening.
Hold on. Let me explain it to you. If I beat up my partner, and I also sack it, okay? And I'm now, but the only thing that they're able to get me for is a knife. So the only thing they charge me for is possession of a knife, right? They don't charge me for the beating them up. They don't charge me for ABH or anything. The only thing they charge me for is a knife. I can't turn around and say that charge is illegal because originally I was arrested for...
That's if new evidence comes to light, madam. Okay, I understand. I appreciate what you're saying.
The circumstances that they arrested you for is a serious offence that they disclosed in the police station.
That is not our circumstances. There's no point in comparing that there.
The day that she called the police is the day that she's saying that you threatened to blow up her car.
Yeah, so why is her video for harassment involved in this for the first? She can't submit what she was. What I'm trying to explain to you is threats to kill 1971 is actually its own offence, and it demands arrest and it demands to be charged and interviewed. As harassment 97 demands arrest and demands charge and interview under code of case. Can you reply to my last emails, please? Because I don't think I can explain this verbally without my appropriate adult, and I don't have an appropriate adult here, as you know I need. I need an appropriate adult, as you need. I can't explain this to you. Can you please reply to my email? No, are you being paid to defend me? Can you please reply to my emails, my legal correspondence I am sending to you? I've sent you video evidence. You never wrote to me before. You never wrote to me anything legal before. I'm asking you about one. But I told you I didn't have an appropriate adult with me on that day, madam. You know I need an appropriate adult. Yes, I do. I can't speak properly. I have learning difficulties. This was taking advantage of the situation. I wrote to you in a legal format. Please can you reply in a legal format? Yeah, but please, can you reply to a legal format?
The purpose of an appropriate adult is for police station only. That is the purpose.
No, I need an appropriate adult at all times, a carer at all times. I need a carer at all times, an appropriate adult at all times. I need an appropriate and a carer at all times. Yes, sir.
You are.
And that, that was verbal, that, and I recorded that, and I played it to the AI, and the AI has listened to you, and the AI has said that you are in the wrong, and I forward you everything, I've gone on to everything, I'm not arguing, I believe you, you're my solicitor, I do not want to argue with you. All I'm asking for you to do is please reply to a letter email. Please reply to my email, that's all I'm asking. So you're saying you're not going to reply to my email? Are you saying you're not... That's all I'm asking. There's no point in us debating this on the phone. There's no point in debating this on the phone. I'm no, I don't want to have a verbal argument with Mr. Lisa, please. I'm just asking you, please can you reply to my email. Yeah, the purpose of this telephone call was because you have refused to reply to me and give me the disclosure that you said you would. You've not helped me for 4 days when you said you were going to send something. It's 5 days before trial, madam. 5 days before trial, you promised me to give me disclosure and everything. And I'm phoning you now saying, please can you reply to my emails? Because I kindly asked you to send that disclosure and you're not replying to my emails. And you're arguing saying you wanted to deal with this verbally. The disclosure of the body worn footage that I recorded you saying you have watched on feud, like the previous officer's police solicitor said that didn't work. Yeah, because I've got that recording. The previous solicitor said it didn't work. Now you told me in the recording it worked. And I'm saying, you said to me, you're going to send it to me. And I said, please can you send it? Yeah, no, Lance, please can you send it? That's all. No, I asked you for disclosure of it. That's all I'm asking for disclosure. I've never watched it. I've asked for disclosure of it so I can prepare for my own case. It's my legal right to ask you for disclosure. Do I have to put a subject access request in for this? Do I have to put a subject? This ain't a Freedom of Information Act. I'll put a subject access complaint in right now. And I've got all the recordings transcribed. I'm recording this conversation now. And I'll send it into complaints. And I'll send it to the legal advisor. This is unfair what you're doing. I'm taking the minutes of these meetings. You just want to do it verbally, and you're not replied in 4 days. You've not kept to your word. You gave me your word. You're going to give me disclosure. You're arguing about sending me.
Okay, you're just talking over me. If you're not going to listen to what I'm saying, then I don't know how we're going to be recording this conversation. The body worn footage. We spoke about body worn footage because you said to
I've never
me
seen
that
it.
You believe that. Okay, are you going to let me finish talking? You said to me that you believe that people came up to the police officers while she was being arrested and said that you didn't do anything.
They did. They're all coming to court. They're all willing to come to court. All my neighbours was there. They called the ambulance themselves. I've got the time logs of the ambulance. I'm going to send you an email with all the videos of us outside. We've got video recordings of it. We've got videos of it. Madam, are you going to give me disclosure like you said you would? I'm working on this car at the moment, but it's not ready yet due to the short time and lack of disclosure. But due to the stop being in 6 days and due filing to respond to my email and take on phone word. I'm only asking her for disclosure of what's happening and what she's promised to do to me, and she's failing to respond to this and do what's happening. She knows that they're in the wrong and that they're not in the right, man, and she won't reply. It's unfair.